We're here to talk about maintenance and cure, and I will be moderating our panel and asking a few questions along the way. As most of you know, maintenance and cure are probably the most fundamental right of a seaman. Dates back to the laws of Oleron. It is an ancient right that has been reinforced over the years. It has, however, gotten a little more complicated in the last 20, 30 years. Maintenance is supposed to replace living expenses. Back when I first started practicing, you know, we started talking about $8 a day. Those are obviously not the numbers that we're talking about now, and the concepts that we use to determine what that maintenance should be are quite different. Cure becomes really complicated in this day and age. When I initially started practicing, the public service clinics were, public health clinics were still part of what we looked at as the cure that was provided. Obviously, that went away many, many years ago. But now we've got issues to think about like Obamacare and health insurance programs and all sorts of other things to deal with. And, you know, the early questions were, is the seaman in the service of the vessel on ingress and egress and when they're on shore leave? Well, things are far more complicated in that regard. So if you will, you want to start us off, Mike, to talk about your perspective from the plaintiff's point of view.
Sure. You know, I've been doing this a little while, too. And actually, when I was hearing Tom talk about people's ages, I remember the first time I had a client come in who was born the year I went got out of high school. And I almost said, get out of here.